91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy. You're listening to the second hour of the show where we go out and get a live Arizona performer. We bring him into the studio and we put him into your home, your car, wherever you are. I'm going to kick it over to Studio 2A right now where the Matterborn is waiting to play you some songs. Take it away.
Things happen for a reason, but if that is the case, why'd I meet you this season? Why'd I meet you this season? I know you feel like ice, but I doubt that's something worth teaching. If things happen for me instead, I dreamt I found you, you were dead in bed. I dreamt I found you, you were dead in bed. There's nothing left to do. All dried up without a clue. Nothing left to see. Wasting away, staying for me. Wasting away, staying for me. Clean up the mess, clean up the mess. Go home now. Clean up your mess, clean up your mess, go home now. Clean up your mess, clean up the rest, go home now. Clean up your mess, clean up the rest, go home. Stop ourselves afraid. Action keeps up the way. It's such a joy to be poor. Help me empty this bottle, pour me some more. Help me empty this bottle, pour me some more. We're losing our high. Our have been deleted. The building is old, and we're being mistreated. Being mistreated. There's nowhere left to go. While feet are freezing cold, nothing left to be. While we're sleeping on the floor, we're sleeping on the floor. Clean up the mess, clean up the mess. That song is called Freight. It is off my debut EP called Keep You Company under my real name, Clay Dudash. And this one is also from there. It's called Short for Cranes. Thank you. This song is called Catch Up, and this is under The Manor Born now. So if you want to Google it. Maybe if we tried it out, maybe it would be different. Since we didn't even try, we'll never really know. What could have been, what should have been, and what was bound to happen. But that's just the way it is when you're setting sail without a captain. We might be stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? When did I reach this low? Can I do this on my own? Stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? good. It's way into the city, dodging cars and searching for a temporary home. But I don't know where I am or all these places I have been. We used to have such a large group, but now you're my only friend. We might be stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? When did I reach this low? Can I do this on my own? We might be stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? When did I reach this low? Can I do this on my own? Cradle the skull that used to entertain me. How am I supposed to leave with all these unnatural things? Cradle the skull that used to entertain me. How am I supposed to leave with all these unnatural things? We might be stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? When did I reach this low? Can I do this on my own? We might be stuck with this. Don't you wanna play catch with me? When did I reach this low? Can I do this on my own?
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Manor Born. How you doing?
Well, yeah. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is a nice little intimate one-on-one we got today.
Very intimate. Yeah, I brought the candles. Yeah. The listeners at home can't see it, but it's very moody in here.
They're missing out.
They're missing out a lot. It smells amazing.
I'm going to draw a bubble bath here in a little bit.
Yeah, I brought 2 clawfoot tubs just for this segment.
See, that's the perk of not having a drummer with you. You can bring the clawfoot tub.
It's just part of the rider. Yeah, just part of the rider.
I need to get my soak on.
Yeah.
I want to get...
got to do a soak.
I need some tea. I need a soak.
Yeah, all of it. Salmon platter, veggies. Yeah, but make sure that tub's in there. Yeah.
Man, all the other artists before you and after you are going to be gravely bummed out when they realize...
Yeah, well, especially they realize I don't have a budget for it, so it's just me and a U-Haul. You guys got stairs or is it a ramp? Okay, yeah, no problem. No problem.
We'll hoist that sucker up through the window.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever moved a piano before? Yeah.
You're going it tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
So you play under the Manor Born, but your actual name is Clay Dudash.
Yes.
And do you have music out under that name as well? I think you said at the beginning when I was shuffling over here, you have an EP out under that name?
Yeah, I have a few songs. I've got an EP and then a bunch of singles.
All right.
Under my regular name. And then now, yes, it's the Manor Born.
Okay. And what was the reasoning for the identity, for the name change?
Well, yeah, good question. I felt like I needed to take a break, you know, just like mental health stuff.
Yeah.
Just like realizing that my movie is not the most important movie out, you know. So I took some years to like play with friends and get through school, and I was about to go on I had already gone actually with my buddy Kyle Hersey. We went on a solo tour, him and I,
in Arizona, and we were going to go up the coast in the summer. And this was late 2019, early 2020. So then, like, the week we were playing Flagstaff, like, the first case of COVID happened.
Oh, man.
And so, like, I was talking to a PR agent, and really, I had just graduated, like, a couple months earlier, so I was really ready to, like, hit the ground running. Like, you know, I'm done now with school. My family's off my back. I'm going to pursue music, and nobody can stop me. And then it turns out that, like, a ton of stuff can stop you, such as a global pandemic. So just trying to get, you know, kind of my life back in some sort of semblance that I enjoy. So that's the name change primarily.
That's all right. So yeah, so there's a bit kind of, you had a kind of a reckoning, right? It sounds like you kind of had a little bit of a epiphany in yourself about what you were doing musically, where it was going, and wanting to make that change.
Yeah.
A lot of times that can be hard. That could be hard for someone to do, especially when these are your songs, you know? It's like to try to reinvent ourselves in a day-to-day fashion, let alone in a creative fashion, can be hard.
Yes, yeah. And yeah, meanwhile, a lot of the things around you are going in a direction that you don't maybe necessarily enjoy, or you know, even on like a small, like, dumb level, like, I'm still driving the same car, I'm still the same guy, like, you know, nothing right. is different about me. I need to, you know, so yeah, no, you're yes, you're absolutely right. It I haven't had a good time. It's been okay, but yeah, we're getting back to like trying to have fun and, you know, be positive and yeah, everything that, because music is supposed to be fun. Like, yeah. When I decided to play it at 16, it wasn't like a chore.
Right.
You know, it was like, this is my life. And then, but you know, part of when you make a decision is like doing the stuff that goes with the decision, right? So like, I returned to school. Okay, cool. You spent a lot of time making that decision. Now you have to do the decision. And right. That's its own body of work. So it's been, yeah, it's been, I've been up a hill, but it's, you know, I think it's good.
Yeah, it's part of the development as a human and as an artist. As a musician, I like to think that we're creating our own soundtracks to life.
Yes.
As we're going through and we're learning and hopefully, you know, bringing back what we learned and integration's the key word, right?
Yes.
Being able to integrate it into our personal lives, but also for that music, you know, to be able to have it be inviting, because there's a lot of people that do write really heavy songs, heavy lyrics. But the way they deliver it, you wouldn't really know. Like when I was getting ready to leave the studio to come over here, I was listening, you know, I was caught in between the hallways, but listening, I think it was that first song, the lyric was something about having a dreaming about you when you're dead, or am I butchering that?
Got it for the most.
I mean, like, you have these, I'm curious to hear how these songs flesh out with the band, because the way you write, you definitely create these beautiful, like, areas for melodies to just soar over it. But just sitting down with your guitar, the vocal is coming through and the lyrics coming through, and I was catching stuff as I was wrapping up. I wasn't able to sit there and give it a really studied listen, but I was just like, wow, there's some heavy stuff going on under the surface of this beautiful voice.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Yeah, that you're sweet for saying that. Yeah, well, so related to that, I mean, it's been, when I started to sing, people would be like, hey, you know when you sing and you don't like really sing? And I was like, that's a little rude, but yeah, I do know what you're saying. Yes, what about it? And then, but I wrote that when I was like 18 or 19, and you know, I'm 32 now and I'm still playing it, but that's like one of the ones that is, that's made the cut.
Yeah.
And then the band I was playing with at the time really liked that song. When it's live, it's a lot more fast paced. Yeah, but thank you for saying that. That's really nice of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're welcome, but it's what I hear, you know, and it's, so going back to that, that, I guess that was a twofer question, is that, this album, you have an album finished. It's going to be released in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that pretty much what we're hearing now, stripped down with the acoustic, or is it with a band? Or?
You will hear, yes. So I'm playing an amalgam of, because I, you know, I'll go around, I play shows around town, and sometimes you just, Not every place, but a lot of time for what I'm offering right now, your background music. You know, it's not like, come and play with your band for 20 minutes at Congress. It's like, hey, play for 2 hours and we're people are going to drink wine or whatever. So I have, you know, a bunch of songs that I just go through. I played those consciously. But yeah, if you saw me live, I'm pretty aggressively winging it with what I'm, but the band will play those songs. Yes. When we're ready. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And so we have this is a full length that's coming out now, right?
It was supposed to be, but it's going to be 6 songs now. So it's going to be an EP and I'm about to record another 6.
Okay.
So I'm going to, I hate to, you're fighting for people's attention at all times.
Yeah.
And I made the decision like, oh, well, I could record 4 more and maybe put out just an okay album. And even beyond that, realistically, does anyone care or not in the first place? And I don't say that to be negative or anything, but it's just to tell somebody like, hey, can you sit down and listen to 10 songs in a row?
Right.
In the age of the iPhone and the Android, like, good luck, you know, unless you're cleaning and then you could do that. So it's going to be 6 songs. And it's going to be an EP. I'm recording 6 more and then I'm going to combine them as an album. But to try to get shows and get my name out there again, I'm putting out a smaller body of work to lead up to the bigger one.
That's smart, actually, I think, you know, because like you said, people's you're fighting for a short attention span out there.
Yeah.
There's an oversaturation of people listening. So releasing stuff in chunks like that and then going back and doing a full if they belong together on an album, I think that's smart.
Thanks.
Yeah. And also too, like, I know that's a thankless job, like doing what you're doing, like the brunch shows or the wine shows where you're playing these like 2 hour blocks and you're like, who's listening? A lot of times you can kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels and not making anything. But then as you do start playing other shows, you're going, I think having that experience under your belt just makes you lock in as a songwriter. Like I would imagine when you're playing a brunch or a wine gig, you know the 2 or 3 people out there who are actually listening.
Yeah, because they rode with me. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're driving home together. Yeah.
But having that, like, knowing where the show is happening and channeling your thing there, because, you know, the grandkid that might be stuck at the dinner table with grandma and grandpa who are chatting over you might be the one who's actually really listening. But
yeah, hopefully, if they want to hear what what you heard earlier, some sad stuff. Yeah, they're really not digging where they're at. You're absolutely right. And when I moved here, I started playing like DIY shows and like all ages venues and stuff. And sometimes it would be packed and other times like less than no one was there, you know, or like the AC for some reason isn't working and you're playing in July and you're like, all right, well, good thing I invited all of you. Please don't come maybe to this. You're going to sweat. And you know, you don't forget about those experiences, but now that I'm doing it again and really trying, they feel different. I think when I was younger, I was like, well, you just gotta get the laps in, you know. And when you're 19, you also think you're never gonna die, so you're like, you got plenty of time, be good looking for the next 23-24 years, whatever.
Yep.
Never, you know, I'm never gonna look any different. I'll get taller. Definitely get taller. So, you know, it is different now that I've, you know, I've gone through more life and in some ways failed a lot, which I don't think is a bad thing, but I have experiences. So now when that is happening, you're absolutely right. Part of you is like, I should quit, right? I mean, this is crazy what I'm doing, huh? Like, what are we doing? But I think that's okay. And I think that's part of the experience for sure. It's just tough. Like, and when I say people's attention spans, I'm including myself. Yeah, I'm definitely not. I haven't locked myself in the dojo and I'm like, I got 3 minutes. Definitely 3, you know. I'm just as bad as everyone. It's hard.
It is.
You know, if something isn't grabbing me right away, you know. I always used to get like, and I still do, when I say used to, I guess I'm speaking still currently, sometimes people say that they're like, I was really impressed. And I'm like, well, right, but who are you to be impressed? You just think, you know, and I feel that way about myself, you know, so I try not to say that stuff because it's just like, we're all just regular people, you know? Realizing that is an important aspect of getting older, for sure.
I fully agree. I tend to fall back onto saying there's a difference between growing up and growing old. And if you're growing up, then you're learning these lessons along the way. If you're just growing old, then you're not. And going back to what you're saying too, of realizing that your show's not the main show, you know, that the, you know, other people, and how you can call people in with your songs of heartbreak and stuff. It's not easy. And thank you for being honest too. I think imposter syndrome, people, musicians, artists always have these moments where we doubt ourselves, and when we sit down, we listen to someone else playing, and we're like, okay, well, they got it covered. Why am I even here?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
but
man,
you still forge through because it's, you got it. Cause you, you know, it's like being thrown in the water. It doesn't matter how well you swim. It's, can you swim?
Right.
You got it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you know, yeah, that's a nice thing that, my dad's always tried to tell me, cause I think he could see it, with me, you know, I moved here to get a better relationship with him, and I was already 19, so like, you know, am I an adult? No, but technically, you know, he regularly would be like, hey, life's a marathon, not a sprint. And you're like, right, but if I sprint right now, I could I could get to where I want to be. And you know, realizing that like not everything is a competition, even though like we're kind of conditioned to feel that way, is you know, a whole thing. And you know, you're a small piece in whatever is going on, and if you can just make like a small difference day to day for yourself or for other people, but that's a lot of work still, you know, because sometimes you wake up, you're like, dude, I'm not really digging the role I'm playing. And you're like, what role is it? You're like, my life. I got cast in the role of my life. And it's really hard for me right now to figure out what this character wants, dude. You know? Yeah. Right now, we're going to start with oatmeal.
Yeah. One step at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That front door is waiting for me somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get past that handle.
Yeah. Precisely.
Well, man, I could sit here and shoot the stuff with you all night because this is an enjoyable conversation. But let's get back to some music.
Okay.
All right. What are you going to be playing here? Is these part of
these are newer
now. Jams.
How many should I play?
Well,
we're just hanging out.
Usually we go like 3 minute, three song break.
Okay.
So if you want to play until like a quarter till or 10 till, we'll have one more chat session before you play us out.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
All right, sweet.
Listening to Locals Only, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Clay Dudash, also known under the name The Manor Born.
All right, this song is called Opportunities Foreclosed, and this will be on the upcoming body of work due out any day now, as soon as I get all the samples cleared, it goes like this. Got a God-sized hole. It ain't filled with God. You ask if I'm sober when you know I'm not. We're over.
convince you sometimes. Sometimes I miss you. Sometimes, sometimes, all the time. Sometimes it's all the time.
Song is called In Badlands. This one is called Slang for Drugs, and it will also be on the upcoming body of work.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Manor Born, also known as Clay Dudash. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you. You're welcome. No problem. Any Monday night.
Yeah, that's a pretty open night for you.
Yeah. I'm free every Monday from 8 to 10. What are you doing? Yeah.
Let's do a residency.
Yeah. It'll be crazy, man. So many, there'll be lights. Yeah.
And if there's another band, we'll just have to.
We could figure it out. We'll
just have the great jam of 2025.
Yeah, or just soak. Great soak.
The great soak. We are bringing the clawfoot tubs.
Yeah, yeah. BYOT. Bring your own tub. Everybody's included. Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit before during the last break. You got the new album coming out, the new EP. See You Next Year.
Yes,
is what it's called. And how you probably have a bunch of songs stockpiled, imagine, and these are the few that are making it to the light of day. What made them make this cut? Is it just that they all fit together?
I wish that I could tell you a grander, but they were just the ones that when I, it had been a while since I had decided to sit down and record myself. And I still you know, knew what to do, but for years I was going to other people to record me because truthfully, like, I didn't really ever enjoy the computer process. Yeah. So I was able to quit my previous job and go live at my mom's house for a month and just like lock in. And it was in February, so it's the shortest month. And right. And I was also hanging out with my mom, who, you know, you only get so many opportunities to hang out with your parents, you know, like, yeah. You get a couple holidays a year, and then if you count that over 5 years, you're like, so I only saw my parents 10 times. So I, you know, I was trying really hard to make sure that we hung out. So they made the cut out of enthusiasm, and I tried recording other ones, and I was like, maybe I'm not that good at recording these. It's like I thought, because I was trying to do some like loopy stuff, like where, you know, I just leave it to be, I'm recording this, and then, right? And then right. It just loops, and I got this cool drum beat, and I just wasn't able to do it like I was maybe 15 years ago.
That's a lot of work.
I was like, let's keep it moving and just do something else. So these were the ones that sounded the best. And they do sound good, for the record. Yeah. That's why it wasn't like...
So you kind of have a love-hate thing with recording your own material, or is it all more on the obligation side?
I think now it's more obvious that it's like on the obligation side, where like I got to sit down for like a little bit, because I've never been a guitar player either that can like impress you right away. So if I'm working on something, it is like, just give me a little bit,
yeah,
and then you'll love when I show back up. You're like, wow, man, what a wonderful idea you've brought. You know, it's not a, I'm not shredding, so it's
you shined up that idea well.
Yeah, check this out. You ever heard reverb before? Yeah, so a little bit of that, but which was a really nice thing. My girlfriend, when I showed her clips of the song, she was like, that's just in there, that's just, you have that, you could just do that. And I was like, well, I need time and the want to do it, you know.
But anything's so, doable.
Yeah, exactly. Anything's doable. Nike, just do it.
My
yeah.
album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I well, do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah. There's no budget here. Yeah, so, but they're all written around the same time for the most part. Yeah,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily doesn't seem like it had, like, an album isn't so much that they were all written together, or, you know, they fit together for whatever reason. You know, sometimes they can be years apart or decades in the making, yeah. But for other, it finally finds its home. And it's always interesting to me when I meet artists who have a lot of songs, you know, you're able to go play those 2-hour gigs and stuff, but then flipping the coin, doing it, you know, making albums and stuff, having more of a discerning ear of what you're trying to say, what you're trying to get out there. Was it kind of hard? I mean, I think recording oneself is hard enough to begin with, but especially when you feel like you're taking up space and time at your mom's house. Was she listening yeah. through the door, or did you have to wait for her to go on?
She was. If I left the door open, she would ask, you
what's
know,
going on in there?
Well, like, she'd come in and tell me about her work day, yeah. which I'm all for, I understand. And then randomly, she'd just be like, hey, Clay, was I a good mom? And you're like, yo, let's just have dinner. I'm like, let's not do all this. Also, I'm working. Even though I'm unemployed right now, I am working. So it was good for the most part. She lives in a cool, like, area in terms of, like, it's very quiet. Okay. And so days where I would decide to go on a long walk, like, the scenery was nice. No, it was not what I had envisioned. I did think of more of like a tranquil experience. And then I remembered that I'm with my mom, and my mom has been my mom my whole life. So I should have known better.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the best. But, you know, if you've ever met her, and if you ever do meet her, you'd be like, oh, I could. Yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah. It'd
yeah.
be hard to write an it's album some work. Underneath
it. Yeah. She's the best, but yeah, she's, you know, yeah. she's a big personality.
Presence.
So.
That presence yeah. is there, man.
Yeah.
I got a mama like that too.
Yeah. So yeah. exactly. So yeah. you get it. Yeah.
Any of those songs about me?
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, a little bit, you know, or like bringing up stuff that happened 16 years ago.
Right.
Still being upset about it. You're like, yo, have you not I'm an adult now. And you're getting mad at something I said at 15?
Right.
We got to do something else, huh? Let's just go through the dishes and see which ones we could donate. You know? I'll take it for you. Yeah, no problem. What do you need around the house? I'll change the light. You know, stuff like that. But yeah. Let's change the subject.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
If we haven't yet, Mom, we're not going
to. Yeah,
exactly. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Yeah. One of us has let this go. Yeah. Let's play a game.
Who's going to hold on to it the longest?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you moved here around when you were around 19?
Yeah.
Where'd you come from? Where were you at?
Originally born in Barstow, moved to San Diego for a little bit, and then spent like my high school years and my freshman year of college in Laughlin, Nevada. Mm-hmm. So like real small town. Not like super rural, but when I've, you know, brought people around, like when I did finally take my girlfriend out there to go meet my mom and like see where I grew up, she was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
This is a wild place. Yeah. Like we're getting looked at a lot. This is strange. You know, and so when I came out to visit my dad, you know, I was at the age where like, I need to be transferring to university. I came out here, we hung out and we had been emailing, like, you know, reconnecting. And I came out here and Fourth Avenue was still like Fourth Avenue at that time.
Yeah.
I probably caught the tail end of it right before, you know, the new streetcar came in. And there were street musicians and it was like kind of a wilder little scene. And downtown was not what it is now at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love this. This is great. I'll just go to school here. That was always I grew up as a child of divorce. So you always have to play a game with, you know, like, well, no, Mom, I'm not going out there because I love him more, or, you know, I'm going to school, as if it isn't important that I needed a relationship with my dad. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I moved here and I was doing okay in school for a little while. And then I proceeded to just drop out repeatedly. As you do, because like I became like, oh, I'm hanging around girls for the first time.
Yeah.
We're going where in a limo? This is weird. All right, well, I'm there. You know, it's just stuff like that. And, you know, working part time and continual every holiday telling my family, you know, like, I think I just got to count my credits. I'm due to graduate for sure. Yeah. I just got to count them. I just got to, you know, I did eventually graduate, but I mean, it took longer than anticipated for sure.
Surely I have enough stockpile.
There's something in there.
I can skip out of here right now.
I took a bunch of electives that one time. Yeah, I was dropping out. So much so that Pima was like, dude, you can't go to school here anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're, pardon? I don't think you're allowed to do that. Like, I thought it was community. Like, I thought everybody just, what do you mean?
As long as I pay.
Yeah.
Right?
And I did. I made, like, a real formal appeal letter. And my whole thing was like, look, if anything, I'm obviously a loyal customer. So, and I already told my family I'm graduating. So, don't do this to me.
That's right.
Come on. And it worked out. They were like, yeah, man, we get it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. But I was, you know, it was, again, I was, like, younger. So, yeah. It was probably a little more stern. I was like, you know. It was probably not. I haven't reread it since, but I was very upset.
Yeah.
Because I did tell everybody that Christmas season, I'm graduating.
Oh, yeah.
In spring, it's finally happening.
They don't
love
kick,
you.
They
don't kick me out. I kept that a secret till I graduated, I think, from U of A. They're like, what, dude? I was like, that's, hey, just leave it to me. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. Stop asking if I'm, you know.
I already told folks it's gonna happen.
Yeah, so I already sent the invites.
It's just gonna happen.
We're screwed. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good experience.
Man, I chatted us a lot. We got 5 minutes left. Let's recap a few things. We'll have you play a song or two to head us out. Do you got any shows coming up? I know the album's coming out. The EP's coming out at sometime at the end of summer.
Well, later half of summer. I need to shoot the cover art. And then we're good to go. I have my PR agents ready and the band is ready to play. They're just waiting on me to get a new PA system for us. So everybody's ready and we're all excited. I'm playing the Flagstaff Folk Festival June 14th. So if you're in Flagstaff at the time to try to escape the heat, come on by. I'm playing the Greg Cabin at 4. And then me and my buddy Bear Down Bear, who I play shows with all the time, Jeff. We're playing Wooden Tooth I think the 5th of July.
Okay.
So big holiday weekend.
Yeah.
But come on down. I can't imagine that everybody in Tucson leaves.
No.
You know, like if you're here after a certain point,
you're in.
You're here. So if you're here, please come to that. And then we're working on trying to get a monthly gig at Slow Body. We play there a lot. Those people are always really great and supportive of us playing.
Awesome.
Without really knowing who we are at first. And that's been really nice. But just trying to call venues and figure out like a release show and stuff. And that has been interesting, but it's all working out.
Good.
Yeah,
the terrain has changed a lot in Tucson where the live gigs are and stuff.
But certainly.
Persistence, it gets you there.
Yeah.
Awesome. You are listening to Locals Only. You're listening to The Manor Born, and you got about 5 minutes to eat away. You can do that?
I think so.
All right.
I think we could do it.
This was a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome, and thank you. I appreciate it as well.
Sorry if I overtalked your
We were having fun. Hopefully the people could. They can't see us, but could they feel the fun?
Like, I want to get in that tub.
Yeah. They're like, well, I'll show up right now. I know the address. Yeah.
There's two clawfoots waiting for me.
Yeah. They're not that tall, right? Yeah. Yeah. So this song is called See You Next Year. And then I'm going to do a song called Too Late, Too Bad to try to. This one's instrumental, so.
Okay.
This song is called Too Late, Too Bad. I'm gonna try to do it really quick.
That's what I'd say to you if you'd ask for me.